Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, you are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. Here we are in a big studio, John. Yeah, I enjoyed last week's episode.
I thought it was fun,
considering
squeezed it in a little booze, yeah. Live Aid style. No time to edit
we
it.
We are the world style, John.
We are the world style, sorry. Yeah, I thought it was all right.
I thought it was really good fun. I'd listened to it. I've been spinning quite a lot on my bike.
Okay.
In the garage. Ooh. And I put on the old podcasts, yeah. while I'm on the old bike, of course.
Of course.
Not going anywhere. Pedalling, but not going anywhere. And here's Torquay United.
Turbo trainer.
Pedalling, but not going anywhere.
Turbo trainers, Dave, of course. I think of a couple of good trainers.
How's your training going, John?
Do you know what? I did my longest ever run on Sunday.
Yeah.
24 kilometres.
Wow. What's
15,
that in miles?
Just over 15 miles.
That's a long way, John.
A very long way.
Did you get bored? Or what's your thing?
I was
all right. I had my headphones in.
I listened to... I listened to one of our... I'm not going to use the word rivals, but I listened to the Talking Torquay podcast.
Oh, very nice.
Which was good. I listened to...
Our sister podcast.
I listened to the History of Curb Your Enthusiasm with Jeff
nice.
Garlin and Susie Essman.
Oh, nice.
Two of the stars.
That was good.
And I listened to a bit of last week's National Obsession just to see how bad the edit was, and it was really bad. Which I apologise for.
Only you listened to the edit, John. That's yeah. Can I recommend This American Life, which I know I always recommend?
Yeah.
But it is absolutely sensational.
It's
week
good.
In, week out.
I would say about a 95% hit rate.
95% of the time.
Sometimes a little wanky.
You think, okay.
But on the whole, great.
But you do, of course, get... our favourite, what's his name, John?
What's his name?
Ira Glass.
It's The American Life. I'm Ira Glass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is American Life.
And then you've got the.
Coming back. No, that's what it is. Coming back.
Yep.
Just after this.
Yeah.
It's This American Life. And that was quite good, American John. Life, that was I'm quite Ira good, Glass. Wasn't it?
What the thing is with it, he can't say the name of his own podcast. He says, "This is American Life. I'm Ira Glass." You've got to listen out for it.
He has been doing it a long time. But I like how it's like how he says it as though it's the most heavy, important thing you've ever heard. It's this
coming
American,
up. Yeah.
National Obsession.
Act one.
Act one.
A goal goes in. Yeah. Act one. The opposition score after 5 minutes.
This Torquay life
on and up.
Would be a great.
What a great idea that is.
This Torquay
life. Act one. Slough Town. Go ahead. Early doors. Stop going up at the end of every sentence, Ira. It's annoying.
And that's what this week's about. Coming up next.
Coming up on our show.
Playing More Life.
Act two. Why haven't they sacked him yet?
See, I like that. Yeah. John. We keep that off the podcast.
Yeah, do we?
Well, you can. You can say it. What other podcasts do I like? I don't listen to very many.
You like? I cannot remember the man's name at all now. But we did it earlier in the year.
Oh yeah,
Howard or Bill
Howard,
or something. Or what's his name?
No.
I've completely gone blank.
It's not. It hasn't done in the end of the sentence.
Russell.
No.
What's his name?
And we got it in the end.
Malcolm
Gladwell.
I knew it was some kind of old fashioned.
That was Malcolm Gladwell.
That was Malcolm Gladwell. And there's, while we're on the subject of podcasts, there's a new episode of Paul McCartney's Life in Lyrics, hosted by Paul Muldoon, which sounds very much like Paul Mulhern.
Of course. Some other podcasts there.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to be hearing later on.
Speaking of music,
what's coming up in the podcast, John?
Oh yeah,
let me say that or not?
Whoops. On this week's edition of the podcast.
What is in this week's edition of the podcast?
Well, I think we've managed to get hold of a very rare recording of Rod Stringer.
Few people have been asking about Rod Stringer.
Quite hard to find it, isn't it? You get a few like bootleg sort of gig recordings, but that's about it.
Someone on Twitter should find the name.
It was Darren Smith.
Sent us the what he said was the cover of the Egyptian album. Then I reminded him there were 18 covers of that Egyptian album.
Darren is a Chelmsford fan who, of course, had Rod Stringer's namesake, was their manager.
Yes.
Once upon a time. Yeah. So that's probably why he's interested in it.
Nothing to do with it.
Rod. This is 18, a different Rod Stringer.
There are 18 covers of the Egyptian album, as we all know. As Rod was desperate to get it right, really get that Egyptian vibe.
I think that's where a lot of the money sort of went into, isn't it? Yeah. It was all the different album covers.
It's very difficult to find, which for reasons we will tell you in a second, very difficult to find any of the Egyptian albums still existing, but we do have a little snippet of it.
Some of
it's very exciting.
Up.
Yeah.
Speaking of recordings we've had, I've been away.
I've been away.
Hello. I've been away here.
Hello, with all your travel suggestions.
The travel agents. I've been away.
He's like that bloke, Simon.
Simon Calder.
Simon Calder, we always say, is actually homeless. The travel
always
expert.
On a train station bench,
yeah,
isn't he?
Always seem to be at an airport or just telling us where are you now? On holiday or homeless? Which one is it, Simon?
I'm fascinated
whenever,
by
a
his
plane
line.
Strike or, yeah. or anything. Or he seems to be in the right place.
There's a volcanic eruption. Quick, he's like, get me in a fast car, Gatwick.
Get me to Iceland.
Now. I need to stand outside departures.
Actually homeless. He's not actually on holiday. There we are.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's Ivor. Hello,
Ivor
Binaway.
Ivor Binaway.
There's
away
a plane
here.
Strike here.
Yep.
Ivor Binaway. UK away. Airport.
But if you. Same character.
There's
every a
time.
Deal on with Tui at the moment.
Same character.
Yeah.
Different voice. Different
just
name.
Different sort of context, name, isn't it? Every time. All the music throughout.
Hello, Ivor Binaway. Where have you been this week? I've been away. Yes, but where to? I can't tell you.
Ivor been at home this week. Why do you talk about yourself in the third person?
My name's Ivor.
No, I'm
away.
Ivor.
Ivor
Binaway.
I've been at home
this week. Ivor been in the garden.
I've been.
Yeah.
Stay. Ivor staycation. Ivor Binaway. You'll not be hearing from him. That's probably the last we'll ever hear of Ivor Binaway.
Fun idea, though, isn't
for
it?
For travel, all your travel. All your travel updates.
I think if you're in the advert, you know we get the adverts now on the podcast.
Yes.
I think that will probably be
Ivor
in there.
Ivor Binaway. Wonder if, I'll tell you what he
does. Do you just fancy going to Malaga?
Madeira Trike Tours. Can I recommend Madeira Trike Tours?
In partnership with Madeira Trike Tours.
So Ivor Binaway. Where have you been,
Ivor? Binaway.
I can't tell you. Same joke. Just a different name. But
different
there we are.
Name.
We enjoy it.
Different scenario. What I was saying is I've been away.
Oh, that's nice, John.
This week, and I was on a plane, and sure. I needed something to watch. I know.
Someone's doing all right. Yeah.
And we're not all as fortunate as me. Sometimes we have to, yeah.
Wow. Hashtag ad.
And I needed to find something to watch. I found a documentary about Roger Moore.
Nice.
On the sort of in-flight thing.
Okay.
And blow me down if he didn't talk about Roger Moore and the Nazis.
Oh.
Do you remember that from the other week? It was on the TVs in the studio.
We enjoyed watching it.
We thought, I've never seen this film before. A very young Roger Moore in Roger Moore and the Nazis.
Yes.
And he gives a little bit more information
about
it.
The trains are running on time. I imagine it's...
Maybe don't ruin it.
Oh, sorry.
Otherwise...
Sorry, John. Don't want to ruin it. Yeah. Don't want to spoil it. There we are.
Do you like a Volkswagen Beetle?
What else have we got there, John? Football? Are we going to talk about any football?
Yeah, maybe.
Quite miserable, isn't it, the football?
Yeah, but some letters.
Why don't we do some scores?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Got to do football, John.
We
that's
got
the
to,
whole,
haven't we?
Whole point of the national obsession.
Yeah.
The thing we're obsessed with.
I'm not obsessed with it anymore, though. I have realised that.
The USP of the podcast is the National League.
I used to be a lot more obsessed with it than I am.
Well, it seems to be a music podcast.
It is mainly music, isn't it? With a touch of football thrown in.
Now and again. That's it. The music ran out twice.
Yeah, that's it.
That's because we were doing Ivor.
Ivor of Benaway.
Ivor Biggin.
I like Ivor of Benaway.
Should we talk about football first then, John?
Yeah, let's do that.
What do you want to talk about?
Do you want to do the National League? I feel like there's a more interesting league.
Why don't we do the National League North?
Nah. National League on Saturday, Altrincham 3, Rochdale 0. Altie's on fire. Altie Jean is terrified.
Yeah, Altie Jean. They're fourth. Is Altrincham Jean going to be in the league? We're going to lose Altrincham Jean to the league.
If we lose Altrincham Jean on this podcast, then
the Ravens have left the tower.
Absolutely all bets are off, aren't they? I don't know what we do then.
I don't know. We all like to think and talk about Altrincham Jean in a respectful way. John.
Humphrey Carr will be devastated.
In a respectful way.
Respectfully devastated.
And if she leaves, then that would be the end of it.
We're in the madhouse then, aren't we? Right?
We're double one. Constant
we're
double one.
Completely in the madhouse.
Well, look, Altrincham might go up to the league. Good luck to them. Are they for sale? No, is Accrington Stanley for sale?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They're fourth, though.
Are they?
Yeah.
I was talking to someone the other day and they went, oh, have you heard of, who's Sam Schering plays for Altrincham, is it? Who used to play for us?
No.
Who is it used to play for us and now plays for Altrincham?
We were having this conversation at...
Yeah, where were we having this conversation?
We were talking about Harry Perrett.
Harry Perrett.
Briefly on loan from Accrington. Yeah.
We were talking about football.
We were.
Harry
Perrett. I don't think he's at Altrincham, though.
Who did we talk to, Harry? Where were we talking? Me and you. Wasn't it at work?
Maybe he is.
Was it at work? Where were we talking about Harry Perrett?
We were at Worthing.
Worthing, that's what it was. That's what it was. And then...
He was released. I think he's
My brother's mate Mark is a Southampton fan.
Right.
And we had them on loan from Southampton, didn't we? Sam Schering? No?
Sam Schering was on loan from Bournemouth.
Oh, Harry Perrett.
Harry Perrett was on loan from Accrington Stanley.
So why was he asking about
Sam Schering?
Don't ask me. Who was he asking about then?
I don't know.
It can't have been that then.
I came in halfway through the conversation.
You're listening to misremembered conversations about the National League.
Now on Radio 4, misremembered conversations.
Who was it? What was his name?
It's a very Radio 4 program.
It's a lovely idea.
I think it's a misremembered.
I think he said, no, that wasn't him.
It's a Paul Merton. It's definitely.
Hey, no, that's a good idea for a game show.
Yeah.
You listen to, it's a bit, there is that show at the moment, isn't there? Which is, I literally just told you. But what would be good is you hear, you play someone a conversation and then a week later you have to ask them about it.
Yes.
What a great idea.
It's a real memory test.
It's a real memory. Like, you're not allowed to like listen to it again in the week. It has to be as the one-off.
Radio 4 all over it.
Actually, no, what it is, not even recorded.
What it is,
the producers, they send out some people to sit near you on a bus or in a cafe, right? You know when you suddenly tune into someone?
And you're
into their conversation. Yes. Right. There's a bloke on my train on Saturday on the way to Twickenham. I went to the rugby Saturday. And he just was listing people who died. And how they
was
died.
Was he of a certain age?
His
was
friends.
He,
yeah, he was sort older, of 60, sort of 60 yeah. 65. Well, he was listing to his friend for 20 minutes. They
so
died.
Who's dead?
They fell in a threshing machine. Whatever, I don't know what it was, you know.
Trapped in the gears of a combine.
Yeah. It was like, and I was like, oh my God. You know,
he fell in a threshing machine.
Going on and on and on. It wasn't that, obviously. City folk. But what was I saying? Anyway, so what happens is in the new game show we've just come up with, which is absolutely brilliant, you send two actors at some point in the week.
And you don't know when it's going to be.
You don't know when it's going to be to have a conversation near the person, right? That has details in it, you know, details like names, numbers, you know, all sorts. And then a week later, remember this conversation you heard on the train? And you're like, oh, those people. And I'm like, now you'd be asking me this week.
I'd be going,
name how so, some of the people died.
Yeah.
Oh,
can you
God.
Remember?
Can't remember a thing, John. Can't remember a name.
Any
or
names?
A thing. Unbelievable. What a good game that is. What a good game.
I don't think we should talk about it anymore. I think we
keep that for
keep
ourselves.
And before you know it, it'll be
misremembered conversations. Yeah. How do we get onto that, John?
Misremember. Oh, Harry Perrett.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, God knows. Yeah, doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
Borehamwood won Maidenhead United nil, so I would say the Borehamwood crisis is over. They're sort of going to be all right.
And they've got Shimanga, haven't they? Shimanga.
1-2 in a row. Shimanga's back.
Yeah.
Annoyingly, everything looks fine there.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Chesterfield 2, Ebbsfleet 2.
Oh, that's good.
So,
Darren Sarr. No, who's in charge? No, who's in charge?
Who went in because they sacked Dennis Cuttreep?
Someone's gone in. You know, the bloke. He's been on our podcast before. He was manager of Eastleigh for a bit. Who is it? Danny. Oh, come on.
Welcome to Misremembered Conversations.
On. Danny. What's
I'm not going to tell you.
Is it Danny? Danny's a good call. You didn't know.
I didn't know.
Danny something. Is it Danny?
And he's been on our podcast.
We've had him on. We've talked about him before. He's like one of the OGs.
Do you know who he used to manage? Aldershot, didn't he?
Aldershot. Yes, he did. What's his name?
Danny. Baldy, big baldy,
yeah,
Danny.
What's his name, John?
Searle.
Danny Searle.
Yeah.
Darren Searle, I was going towards.
Darren Searle.
It's Danny Searle. You have to have a system.
You're all sort of, you're very much there.
There we are.
I think he used to manage before that our next opponent. He did Braintree.
Braintree.
Managed them while we were in the NLS before.
Oh.
Then Aldershot.
Anyway, he's doing quite a good job, isn't he?
Yeah, they've picked up. Well, they've drawn two in a row since Dennis Cuttreep was sacked.
He's got his own. He's got his own space in Car Park C.
It's still there.
That's one of the things you get if you're manager.
You're absolutely. You can get straight in at Car Park C. The barriers come straight up. You don't even have to press the button, take a ticket.
Nothing.
It's straight in.
Boxed off.
I'm in.
That's the joy of being manager.
Because you might think actually, if you're a manager, you get Car Park A, but you don't want Car Park A. Everything
absolutely
you need is in Car Park C.
Why would you want anything else other than Car Park C?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, very good. So he's done well. Absolutely Chesterfield.
So they got running, a draw up at Chesterfield, which is definitely a good result. Dagenham 7, Oxford City 1.
Whoa.
Good God.
Oxford City gone.
Yeah.
Their horrible, massive plastic pitch. Gone.
Josh Rees, former Torquay United loanee, got a hat-trick. Frankie Vincent
scored. Join the
scored.
List, mate.
Frankie Vincent scored as well.
About 36 players this season, Josh.
How many players is too many players?
How many players could you name of the 36?
We should try and do that. Maybe that's quite a good fun game to do near the end of this podcast.
Is Nelson Izaguirre this season?
There's news on Nelson Izaguirre. I meant to say,
Is he this season?
No. Oh. No. But there is news. He's departed.
Is that bloke who came for like one game from Ipswich?
Hughes?
Tommy Hughes.
That was last season.
Was that one game he played for us? Was that last season, was it?
That was last season. Nelson, is he Gwan?
Yeah, is he Gwan?
He's Gwan. He's Gwan to Barnstaple.
Oh, well, we predicted it. Buckland in the post.
He's left Exmouth Town and Gwan to Barnstaple.
Oh, why?
Yeah.
Poor Nelson.
Nelson, is he Gwan? He's Gwan.
He was at Exeter like two years ago.
He's Gwan, mate.
He's Gwan. Is he Gwan? Yes, he's Gwan.
He's Gwan up the road to Barnstable, I'm afraid. Look, if you're looking for Nelson, he's Gwan.
Is that up or down? He only stands on one leg, of course. is that up or down a league, Exmouth?
Oh, God,
to
no.
Barnstable.
Yeah, I mean, it's up or it's North Devon, South Devon, isn't it? But I mean,
that level, it doesn't matter at all, does it?
Barnstable are in the Western League Premier Division.
Yeah.
And Exmouth Town, do I know what they are?
Yeah.
Who cares? Southern League Division 1 South. I mean, that still doesn't clear up anything.
Doesn't mean anything.
For me.
Does it?
No
doesn't
idea.
Mean, doesn't mean anything
still
at all.
Still don't know which is higher.
Could be
higher.
Higher. Higher than a Nelson.
Higher than a Western League, you say.
Oh, well. I hope he's okay.
Slowly dropping down on the Great Western Railway train line.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Calling it Exmouth.
So on that new
Exeter,
line.
Exeter St David's.
Oakhampton.
Yeah.
He's just discovered that one. He's looking if Oakhampton.
Wanted to try out that new line.
If they've got a team, Oakhampton.
Dorking 1, Halifax 3. So Dorking slip into the relegation zone for the first time this season.
Wow. What happens if they, mate? You know what that is? He's got hair, isn't he? Have you seen his hair?
The power was in wherever it was before.
It was in the hat.
Yeah.
What we knew was the power was in the hat, which we've discussed before.
I know.
Isn't it? Under that hat is another hat.
And now the hat's off. He's got a hair transplant. He wants to show off the hair transplant. It's a disaster.
We've discussed before. He's like Ratatouille.
He's like someone operating him in the hat.
And now the hat's gone. The power's gone.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened.
You've got to be careful,
Mark.
I hope they stay up. I think they probably will have enough.
Yeah, Otherwise, they'll only come down and win the bloody league.
Everyone's picking up down there. Eastleigh won AFC Fylde 2. So AFC Fylde's form, unbelievable.
The Coasters.
Absolutely flying. It's fun. I like going to the National League.
Yeah, it's good.
Southend United, nil, York City 1.
Oh, Southend. What's happening?
Southend down to 19.
Dropping.
Dropping like a stone.
Maybe they need to be going out of business to have any sort of momentum.
I feel like things are too stable there now.
Yeah.
They need to be.
Someone needs chaos. To like, go and burn a stand down or
something. You know what I mean? It's
go and
too...
dig the pitch up.
Yeah. It's
something
too,
like that.
It's too settled at the moment.
Someone come in for their manager. That's what they should do. Come in for their manager.
Yeah.
The way to do it.
And the other result was Woking 1, Hartlepool 1.
There we are.
A 91st minute equaliser for Woking, unfortunately.
Sad times.
But they are still level on points.
That was on the telly.
So they're
as well,
20th. And you just outside the relegation zone.
Oh, there we are. So who are playoffs, John? Because we know Chesterfield have won the league.
Gateshead, Aldershot, Solihull Moors, and Altrincham are 4th to 7th, and Bromley and Barnet are 2nd and 3rd. But Bromley's form again, absolutely
off
tailed off. Terrible.
Off a cliff.
Yeah.
And that's it. And the other two, National League North and South, are just tin pot.
Just joke leagues.
Joke leagues.
Go sign Ronnie Nelson, though. Just. And a more
Ronnie Nelson.
Ronnie Nelson, another World War One fighter pilot's gone
Ronnie
up into
Nelson
the skies.
Is
more meat in the National League South grinder. Chuck him in.
Put another one in. Who else have we got? I don't know, I've lost track.
Should we want to try and name all 36?
Impossible.
Not possible.
John, it's impossible.
Arkell something about from QPR.
One, what was the name of the goalkeeper we had on loan for one game? Saved a penalty. Because that is a future quiz question.
This season.
That's this season. And that is a future quiz question, and you're going to need to know the name of that person.
This season? Oh, yes. Yes.
What's
the homeless
name?
Lad. Oh, God.
The homeless lad.
What he was.
Is it Simon Cole?
Former. Former homeless guy.
Yeah.
Amazing, great story.
Yeah.
Used to play for, oh, I don't know.
One appearance.
But, he was
one appearance, not even a full appearance.
Polish?
John, what a story his is. His is up there with Brin almost.
One game. Penalty save.
Not even the whole game.
Never saw him again. 45 minutes, saved the penalty.
And we've forgotten his name and that sort of thing.
Philip.
No, we are slipping.
Philip.
It's not just Philip.
Well, no, he's not just Philip.
Philip.
I'm flipping neck, I'm halfway there.
Very good.
Torquay goalkeeper.
Philip.
Philip.
It's not Marcin Brzozowski.
Philip Chalupnizak.
There we are. For future, I'll tell you what, I'm going to ask you that next week, John.
On this week's episode of Misremembered Conversations.
Misremembered Players.
Yeah.
Is that all the National League news?
That's all I've got.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The National Obsession.
You were listening to The National Obsession, and John, you were discussing earlier Roger Moore and the Nazis, which is, of course, a classic football conversation.
Yes. Everything to do with football. But we were in the studio the other week, and it was on in the background. It was a film with Roger Moore basically running around as a Nazi. And
it was quite early in the morning.
What the heck was going on?
It was a Saint episode, I think.
Well... Was it? Not according to this.
Oh, right, okay.
Because, yeah, I was on a plane this week in the in-flight entertainment.
Yeah.
Goodness me, if there wasn't a documentary about Roger Moore, I thought,
full
well, this is right up,
on
my,
it. Wow.
Right up my street.
Yeah.
Couldn't be better.
So just imagine him sitting down, them fiddling with his mic.
Yeah, and
getting the light, him clapping his hands.
I couldn't believe my luck because he talked about Roger Moore and the Nazis. So here it is. I've recorded it.
Well, it was my first starring role in a film. I was at least told that the casting director said, look, we need an actor. And the producer said, what about Roger Moore? To which the director said, that's a lovely idea, but I really haven't the time. I'm trying to find an actor for my film. And the casting director said, no, Roger Moore. And the director said, look, I know it's a great way of releasing pent-up frustration and maybe it'll help me see more clearly, but I really haven't the time. At which point the producer said, for fuck's sake, I'm talking about an actor called Roger Moore. At which point I was cast in working title, Roger Moore and the Nazis. They never actually got round to coming up with a proper title. So Roger Moore and the Nazis it was. Here, papira bitter. Your papers, please. Why are you getting on this train to Dusseldorf? The film, rather than focus on the evil of Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich, focus more on the minutiae of documentation issued by the state secret police. Your papers are in order, but don't forget to get your Dutch Reichsvermark border identification paper stamped next time. I was possibly miscast as a pen-pushing Gestapo officer. Look, the post office state very clearly this form must be signed in triplicate, although it was something of a Lothario by night. Why don't you take those jackboots off and let me get to know you? The film was a commercial flop, although it had minor success in Bavaria and parts of Argentina. There was a follow-up plan several years later, Roger Moore and the Stasi, but I declined on fear of being typecast. In the end, the part went to a comedian, Roddy Corbett, and the film really lost its gravitas. Why don't we just stick a microphone up there in the ceiling?
There you go. How about that?
Wowee, what a...
The full story of Roger Moore and the Nazis.
I like the idea of the film just being all about the paperwork.
Just a quite Isn't that... sort of procedural...
This is a pink form, you need a green form.
Look, I don't know why they thought Roger Moore was right for that, but... You live and learn, don't you?
It's very good, John. Yeah. Wasn't it lovely to hear Roger Moore and Ronnie Corbett on this podcast?
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a while, and it's lovely to hear. I love that. This is The National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession. And now, John, we discussed earlier Rod Stringer. Obviously, we've been discussing Rod Stringer.
Yes.
His whole career. Mm-hmm. He had that one great album, and then...
Egyptian album.
He had the great album, and then
Which
he got famous with. Yeah. All got a bit big for him. They gave him a massive advance for an 8-album deal, and he went off to make the Egyptian album, which he thought was going to be his, you know, Sergeant Pepper, his Pet Sounds.
Experimental, just push the boundaries.
As we know, it had 18 covers. as it tried to get that
he's doing a lot of that
right. There's a lot of movement and all sorts of stuff. And we know it was a massive flop.
Yeah.
And it really affected his career, Rod Stringer. And so, he I don't know if you know this, he bought the tapes. That's how he went bankrupt. He bought the actual tapes, the master tapes of the album, burnt them, and bought every single copy and burnt it. So you can never hear it.
Yeah.
It sent him bankrupt and the work does not exist, but he was happier in himself.
Yeah.
And that's when he went and did his coaching badges. But one of the engineers on the album, one of the Egyptian engineers on the album...
Not sure. Not sure about that.
Okay. he recorded some off the desk and kept hold of it, found it in a drawer.
Good God.
And he's put it on YouTube. I don't know if you know that.
No, because I thought it was
not on YouTube. It's on YouTube. It's just around.
You know, the dark web.
On the dark web. It's on the dark web. Would you want to hear some of Rod Stringer's Egyptian? Oh, it's just very...
I've never known what it sounds like.
Very, very, very brief.
Can you hear it in hushed tones?
Very brief.
Can you hear a bit?
Yes, let's hear it.
Here we go. Let's press play.
It's brass rod on the...
whatever that is, yeah. Oud.
Yeah.
I love you. I really, really want to make love to you. I love you. I love you. My Egyptian woman. I love you. I love you. Let's go to the souk. Make love to souks. Not even in Egypt. Let's go and see the pyramids. Let's go and see the pyramids and make love on the pyramids.
There we are. That's all we've got. That's all that exists.
Yeah.
The bit about the souk's weird,
it's,
isn't it?
It sort of sounds like
that's a different. That's a different country.
Different country. So sort of just listing things he could sort of see, or not
love,
see because the
on.
Souks aren't even there.
And make love on.
And making love on the pyramids is
tough, isn't it?
Well, it's going to be tough, and it's also, I think it's going to cause some kind of bit of an diplomatic incident, isn't it?
Maybe, but that's, look, that's the only bit that exists.
It's tantalising though, isn't it?
I'd love to hear the rest,
wouldn't
you?
More?
Well, I'd love to hear the whole album.
The one about the song about the mummies.
Yeah, that won't have,
I mean, good luck trying to find anything that rhymes with Tutankhamun.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Tutankhamun come in. That was his one. Tried to do like a jolly, like a Bernard Cribbins.
Yeah. Tutankhamun. Sound your own. Yeah. It's definitely.
Tutankhamun. It wasn't very Egyptian.
It's like, yeah, no, he sort of went old music hall.
It was a bit weird.
Yeah.
The album had no through line.
He'd
gone mad, John. On the height of his initial success.
Yeah.
Which you can see why he messed up during We Are the World.
Well, I cannot possibly have been in the right headspace to record a charity single.
Absolutely. He stood there next to Huey Lewis in the news, for goodness. Not news, just Huey Lewis.
Just Huey Lewis. The news weren't present. Physically attacked Quincy Jones.
Unbelievable. This is The National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for letters from a listener.
Whoops, when you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
How long I can keep the whoops thing going?
I like the whoops. I always forget it, and you're the one who remembers it.
I always remember it.
Misremembered things.
Misremembered conversations. Where are we? Harry Selvidge, architectural...
Reclaim. With Harry Selvidge. On the ice, Harry.
On the ice. Harry says, hello, chaps. Getting in touch to Shams. I'm still listening in each week and enjoying the Knicks updates.
Oh.
How are they doing? What do they do this week?
They went 9-1 and then they've lost. They've got. They're down to the bare bones.
2-0. Oh, that sounds familiar.
They're down
familiar,
to the bare bones. The curse has struck them.
Yeah.
Since we started talking about Rod Stringer's Egyptian album, I feel like it's cursed the Knicks now.
Right. I think you're the common denominator.
Not Rod Stringer's Egyptian album.
Although I quite like one of our other folks, Sam Drewiff, who watches Torquay week in, week out.
Yeah.
Absolute misery. Went to watch West Ham at the weekend, 4-0 down at half
time. Oh, lovely. Yeah, lovely for them. Well done, Sam.
Maybe it's you.
It's you.
Hi.
We've lost a few.
So the playoffs.
Playoffs are not slipping because it's so many games.
The postseason, John.
It's so many games. It's ages till the playoffs.
When does the season
you could
run
win?
To?
I don't know. It's like a choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
Roll six, find out where the playoffs are. No. They'll come when they come. It's nice not knowing the rhythm of it. Yes.
You don't know.
Yes, Harry Selvidge.
Anyway, says in relation to Simon's new hat, Simon Bittlestone, you got from
that
you.
That needs to get burnt.
On my last trip down to the bay to watch Talkie, a Talkie podcast, I bought a yellow water bottle from the club shop as my old one needed replacing.
Okay.
Watched the 1-0 win over Dover and thought that this water bottle might turn the tide in the goal's favour.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I took said water bottle with me to Worthing. For the first 10 minutes, I thought I was onto something. Alas, it wasn't meant to be. Now I'm going to the Braintree game next weekend. Shall I take the water bottle with me to see if Worthing was a fluke on the ice, Harry? Good question, Harry.
I don't know. I think while the hat exists, I think the unlucky hat overrides all. I've told Simon Biddleston to chuck the hat in the sea.
Yeah.
Give it up to the gods of the sea.
Poseidon.
Yeah. Let it, because it's cotton, so it won't. I don't think it'll hurt the sea or a fish or at all, would it?
You want to know?
Would it? I mean, think of the stuff. Think of the stuff that gets chucked in the
dolphin
sea.
Dolphin choking on
it. I don't think a cotton hat.
They pull it out of the dolphin. What the hell is
this?
It
might make a nice home for a hermit.
This is running, walking around the beach.
It might do. All right, don't throw it in the sea. Burn it. Just burn it.
I think burn it.
Burn it
don't
with fire.
Don't burn the water
Simon.
Bottle. I think, that's going to be hard to
fine.
Burn anyway.
Once the hat's out of the way, if we still continue to go on a massive losing
then
streak,
we'll have a look at the
then
water
we'll have a
bottle.
Look at the bottle. Okay, that's
and
true, yeah.
Take some kind of sledgehammer to it if
the
necessary.
The thing is, the hat has never seen a victory. Never seen one victory. Why did I take it to Ashton Gate, John? Why
I
did
know.
I think that was the, this is the time, this is...
Did you know about its powers?
I knew, I was aware
then.
Of its powers.
Yeah.
I was
so
aware
you.
Of its powers. I've always told you it's me.
Yeah.
I've never seen us win in a big game. I've always told you it's my fault. But that does become then quite everything's about me and I'm the centre of, I'm the main character, which is pretty much my energy anyway.
Main character energy. Thank you, Harry.
Yes.
David Gladys Gladman.
On the ice, Glad.
On the ice, Gladys. He says, greetings from north of the wall. Yeah, our Scottish correspondent on the ice, John and Charlie.
On the ice to you.
Having performed for 75 minutes. This is a Sean Donnellan update.
Oh, yes, nice.
Because he went to watch for us. Having performed 75 minutes in front of just under 50,000 at Ibrox on Saturday, where his side conceded two goals to deflections before half-time in a 3-0 defeat, the press and fans alike were not at all critical of his performance on the right side of three centre-backs' defence. Last night, Rugby Park Kilmarnock, he played in a similar role. Had little to do in a first half dominated by his team. In the second half, Killy made several substitutions which changed the game in the end. Having been under pressure for a period of time, Donnellan and his fellow defenders could not deal with a cross. Sounds familiar. Deep to the far post, which was headed back into the six-yard box and turned in for the only goal of the game. That sounds like every goal we can see for the last 2 years. Donnellan did try desperately to get in front of the goal scorer Marley Watkins, but failed. Yes, also. Sounds familiar.
I don't blame him for you. Playing in front of 50,000. But playing in front of 50,000 at Ibrox or 1,500 at Worthing. What are you going to do?
True. On another Scottish matter, have a look at the goal Benji Kimpioka scored for St Johnstone on Saturday
Fantastic.
Up in Dimwall, Ross County. It's worth a YouTube search. That's it from up here this week. Hopefully Tuesday night is a truer reflection of your abilities than the utter drivel produced on Saturday. This was sent. I've got to do some bloody maths now. Oh, no, it was sent pre-Maidstone.
Oh, right. Okay, well, it wasn't, was it?
Oh. Not really.
No. Maybe it is our true...
We were better than the St Albans game, but we still lost.
Yeah. Still losing. Still can't stop losing.
Tell you what, I didn't... I went to Maidstone on Tuesday night.
Oh, what?
Still
for
had
the,
a...
For the football, I'm
for
assuming.
The football.
Yeah, I did.
Still had a nice, fun evening. What I didn't have on my bingo card for that night was Paul Bastard talking to a Rastafarian.
Oh, lovely. How nice.
Just didn't have it on there.
You've seen it now.
I know.
It'll have to go on there
Just
now.
Didn't have it on there.
Very nice. What were they chatting about?
I don't know.
Where'd you get your scarf? I like your shorts. I like your hat.
Pete Garley.
Young man, you're too garley.
Says, hello, lads. On the ice, long time no letter. Thought I'd correct this by building upon the brief mention of Scunthorpe last week. Did we mention Scunthorpe?
Oh, we must have done, yeah. Yes, I did, because I said they're struggling.
Oh, behind Tamworth.
To get up to Tamworth, yes.
Great to see them in second behind a part-time team managed by a bald bloke from Rushden. Don't know who the manager is, but obviously a bald bloke from Rushden.
Yeah.
You may remember the events of the last day of the 21-22 season when they effectively threw the game 7-0 by fielding a team that included an 11-year-old in goal, meaning Joey Barson's Bristol Rovers got promoted and we, Northampton, didn't. Do you remember that game?
Yes,
end
I do.
Of the League
yeah,
Two
yeah,
season.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Couldn't have happened to a more deserving club. I think I wished death upon all of their players in an enraged video recorded at full time.
Oh, lovely.
However, I think their actual fate of National League North purgatory is arguably worse. If you think this is an extreme opinion, Graham Coughlin, the Newport County manager, agreed. Yeah. Saying it, the 7-0, was a disgrace when I asked him in Molly Malone's in Sheffield last Saturday. Meaning I can also give you the exclusive that his wife has the bottle of wine chosen by Sir Alex at home, apparently worth £900. There's quite a lot of blanks to fill in.
Oh, yes, yes.
Newport County manager Graham Coughlin got that bottle of wine from Eric Ten Hag the end of the FA Cup game.
Yeah.
He said, oh, I don't really drink wine. And Eric Ten Hag said, maybe your wife could have it. And Graham Coughlin went, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Is this Newport news we're getting?
This is Newport news.
Not really National League, is it Newport? Well, but I, you know, it's very nice for you to get in touch.
But they But Graham Coughlan, I think, was maybe the assistant manager of Bristol Rovers that day. When they lost 7-0 to Scunthorpe. Scunthorpe now in the National League North.
And there we are.
And there
There's
we
the
go.
Link.
That's
what a lovely link.
Yeah, it's a
lovely story, though. But you do need
7 degrees of separation from the National League.
Quite a lot of saying what the story was.
The moral of this, actually, me explaining it was longer than the letter, I think. The moral of the story says that Scunthorpe is shit, Mrs. Coughlan has the wine, and Joey Barton is a cat. Up the cobblers, Johnson out, Pete Garley.
Wow.
Can't agree with much, can't disagree, sorry, with much there.
There we are, Pete Garley. Thank you very much for your letter on the ice.
Finally, Gary Head, the old Gazhead. Speaking of Bristol Rovers, the old Gazhead. Just wanted to send an email to completely ignore how awful the goals are. Slough, Jesus, he says. On another matter, I noticed that Tanzania had 5 non-league players in their squad for the African Cup of Nations.
Wow, this was good. We should have covered this, John.
Haji Manoga, I think I'm saying that right.
We could have gone to the Ivory Coast on a business.
We could have.
As a genuine business expense.
We could have got that through business expenses. Haji Manoga of Boreham Wood, for example, had a lovely break watching his teammates against DR Congo, Zambia and Morocco not playing a minute before bumping back to reality with an away trip to Woking. Having been to the Kingfield Stadium, that must be quite a return to the UK.
Mm.
He's also quite exasperated about Torquay. I don't know if...
We're not including any of that. It's very nice of you to write it down, but we're all feeling exactly the same.
Gary,
so.
I'm with you.
We feel the pain.
We're very long way over Gary time, and I am with you there. Keep up the good work and helping us to continue to smile through all this. Yours exasperatingly, Gary Gazhead, 4:43, Bodmin, Cornwall, bloody
hell. Get on, Gaz, on the ice to you. What a lovely bunch of letters.
Thank you very much.
How do people send us a letter, John?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com.
They can do that indeed. Find us on Twitter. Yes. Find us on TikTok.
I tell you what, as well, do you want the just to fill in a little bit of admin?
Oh, yeah.
Barry Cottrell, Foff 90, Will Brown, Foff 91. There you go.
Very nice. You've got the spreadsheet now.
Thank
you. We'll do a full rundown
next
week.
Anyone else want to know theirs? Just let me know.
We'll do a full rundown from 70 plus.
I think that is a great idea.
Next week, 70 plus. And that is not the average age of a Torquay United fan. Okay. see you soon.
Yeah.
Enjoy the football if you can. On the ice, too.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan. Charlie Baker.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.